Good morning. I'm already in tears. We're ready. Right? Daniel later on. Thick this morning. I'm feeling the weight of the Lord and the weight of Daniel. Okay. Daniel already said, man, it's been almost a year since I've been before you. And I'm excited to be in front of everybody. I get to feel some energy this morning. Talk to me. This is interactive. I want you to feel like we're all a part of the sermon because literally we are, right? Man, has it been a year? I thought we let 2020 go and then 2021, we were ready. No. No. So here we are back. Last time before you, Daniel did not mention that I was like 20 months pregnant, okay? So he's very strategic when he asks me to do things, right? God is like, okay, let me tell Daniel that when Tifa's struggling, she needs to be preaching, right? this is where we are. So the struggle is really real for me, guys. So I started crying. Thank you so much, worship team, for the tears this morning. I'm appreciative, and we're ready to go. So I have been struggling. Period. That's a full sentence for me. Okay? So I had a little bit of a journey, I want to say. And God was just really working through me and speaking to me through a few things. So I want to give you a little bit of a precursor before we show our first slide. And it's a little bit not normal for the church, right? For the church presence. But it's specific to what it is. In my world, every time you see somebody, you say, God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Woo! Y'all ready? Yes. So this meme gets me every time I see it because I would be the person in the bathroom where somebody's coming to get me like, God is good. I'm like, all the time. I'm imagining it. Even in my mind, I say it even if it's not for me. I'm like, all the time, God is. And I'm going through the full process, right? So, but this also gives a very clear picture of how the world works, right? Some of us are hiding in the midst of purpose, in the midst of struggle, calling out from afar, God is good all the time, right? But we might be in a corner, we might be in a struggle, we might be in the midst of sickness or transition, disposition. My wife isn't home. How do I get through this, you know? And then we're like, oh, I know God is good all the time, but I might not want to come out before the knife, the whale, the gun, the people. So we're hiding in the midst of that. So let's go a little bit further with this. But not coming out and showing our faces for those who need to hear our stories, right? Because somebody needs to hear my story this morning, which is why God tap Daniel on the shoulder and say, hey, how about May 16th when she's moving and doesn't have a home and is living in a hotel? How about that day for her to preach, right? For somebody to hear our tribulations, because every story, some stories, have a good ending. We go through a transition. We hide from afar. And we're still not kind of telling people, hey, let me get out in front of the knife and say, hey, God took me through my tribulation. He took me through my trial. Man, I'm feeling a weight today. Due to fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of feeling pain or past pressures through trauma, right? I don't want to get in front of it because I don't want to feel like that anymore. Somebody might reject me as soon as I say, hey, I'm going through a struggle. You're like, who cares about your struggle? I do. Jesus does, right? Or maybe you've experienced some horrible things. You're wondering, God, where are you anyway? Right? I'm not about to jump in front of the knife for God and you didn't show up last time when I was praying. Why would I do that? Right? I'm going to hide and be like, God is good all the time. No matter how far you feel God is away from you or your current situation, he will never fail you or forsake you. Amen. I have to tell you that I'm a living, breathing example of this statement. Every day I get up and, whoo, I'm feeling it. I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smiling, I'm feeling things, and I'm like, God, where are you? Why me? Thank you. Okay. I want everybody to think about this. Learn that your purpose is settled in God, and that he has given you everything you need to achieve your purpose, to achieve and get out in front of it. God, I see you. I feel you. No matter what that knife might be, no matter what that knife might be, it could be my marriage is struggling. I'm sick. Somebody's in the hospital. Right now, we know a lot of people in the hospital. Our church family is struggling in that regard. God, no matter what that knife is, I will rejoice. I see you. I feel you. I know you. You've never forsaken me before. I'm sorry, guys. Go with me. While going through my struggles, God really spoke to me through nature. We can now take the gory picture off. Can we put up the other? Yes. Does anybody know what this is? Helicopters, yes. On this particular day, I was out in front of the house with the littles, simply looking at the yard like I do all the time. This day, though, I noticed the vast amount of helicopters that we would have to clean up. that we have to clean up. I picked one up and noticed the intricate detail on the wing this beautiful seed was attached to. Now, if you really look at this and look at the creation, right? It is, I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. The seed is already attached to its wing. The seed is already attached to its purpose. I was like, man, I've been looking at these my whole life and never even looked at it like this. I picked one up and noticed the intricate detail. It came to me that the seed was attached to its purpose and it was truly meant to grow, fall, plant, reproduce. That hit me that day. It was meant to grow, fall, plant, reproduce. That seed didn't know where it would land, right? How far it would be from the place that it would call home, or how long it would take to plant and grow. Those are all of our struggles. God, how long is it going to take me to get there? How many nights am I going to be praying about this? When are you going to come here and surplant yourself so I can grow? I'm ready to grow, God. Where are we? But this seed has no, none of the details, but is still prepared for its growth. No matter all the factors, the saying in my world is, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Okay? You ain't got to get ready. So we're planting and growing and getting ready through the Lord every day. That's our growth stage. So these stages, to me, mirror the Christian disciples, right? It mirrors our life. This made me want to go a little deeper comparing it to my personal situation. Some of you may know that my family's from Michigan. We moved here what feels like a short 4 years ago. Not. This was a growth stage for our family. Even more recently, we were faced with, some of you know, some of you may not know, our landlord quickly wanting us to move out. Like, so this was, oh, yeah, I'm ready still. You got to go in 37 days. Excuse me? So this hit me like a ton of bricks. Coming from a trauma-filled childhood, I felt triggered. Triggered is not a word that I would normally use, but I'm growing up. I'm becoming a grown-up and noticing my triggers. And being a person that plans things, or as my husband, who is watching, might say, I like to be in control. He was saying that she's sort of a control freak. I was truly knocked off my square. I mean, I felt like I didn't even have a square, right? Because our houses are little squares. Y'all get that? It was a tiny joke. Okay, I'm back. I'm back. With so much stacked against me, I could not see God. Many nights, I asked God, where you at? Each day ticked off the calendar. We're at day 27 and a half. When you gonna show up? So I was feeling the weight, telling him I didn't see his plan. I'm like, God, I don't see you at all. And I kept telling my husband's like, you need to stop saying that. I'm like, but I don't. If I can just be honest and tell you guys my real life. This is what's happening in my life. So this is where we get a little bit interactive, right? This is when I had to plant like the seed. And I know that God is good.
All the time.
Woo! I like y'all. Getting in the word, knowing that God gave me more space than a square, he gave me a rectangle. I left my rectangle over there. Anybody want to hold their Bible up? Hold your Bible up. What shape is that? It's a rectangle. Yes. Even if it's on your phone, it's a rectangle too. So he gave me more space than a square. He gave me a rectangle, dominion over things in the earth, power to speak things as though they were in heaven, because he knows the struggle is real. He lived it through Jesus. God knows the struggle is real. He gave me a church family that prays for me and my family daily because he knows the struggle is real. He gave me worship because he knows the struggle is real. And most of all, he gave me the Holy Spirit because he knows the struggle is real. Just 4 days before the deadline of having to move out, we were still looking for a home. While it felt like I knew God wasn't going to show up, I'm like, God, you're not going, where are you? We applied for 2 houses. If you know the housing market, I'm not going to get into that because this isn't a real estate class, but if you're outside, you know. We applied for 2 properties. The lady called me and said, hey, we need further verification. And because of this hiccup, you might lose this house that you wanted. I'm like, man, I really wanted that one. It was cute. Like the kitchen. The other house is fine. I could live there. But I want this one, God, right? So I'm struggling. I'm like, first of all, I won't get into all that. I'm struggling emotionally. And I'm like, God, I really want this one. And I'm about to cry. And we're 4 days out. And I'm at my breaking point. God, I'm about to be broken. I don't think I can do this anymore. You know how I feel about having a plan for my family. Where are you? So instead of breaking in that moment, I planted. God, this is my prayer in my bed while I'm nursing my daughter. God, can we be approved for both houses today? I lay my head on my pillow. My phone rings. Tiva? Yes, yes. You're approved. Within minutes of me saying, God, this is my breaking point. Where are you? A couple emails later, we're approved for the second house. When I tell you God is good and the struggle is real, he knows. He knows. Okay, I went through all of that. So today, I'm reproducing. This is me telling you what my struggle is, encouraging you to know that no matter what's happening, no matter what that knife might be, he's available to you. Just, I'm not special. I like to think I'm a little bit special. God made me a little bit special, but no more special than you, right? So if you're struggling with the notion of God being real, I'm here to tell you he is. If you're struggling with a prayer request that hasn't been answered, I'm telling you to continue to pray. Might be a wait, 4 days out, might be 4 days out, 2 days out. Who's going to answer that prayer? If you're struggling in your purpose and you're asking God, what will you have me do? Know that he has prepared you for the purpose already. So we're going to go through a couple scriptures quickly, just because, you know, you got to back it up with the Bible, because he wrote it all already. So we're going to go to Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword? What is it? There's a question. Something's happening in your life where you're like, this is my life. Will this separate from you, from God? Like, I don't know about that God thing, because I'm hurt. I'm in pain. My leg hurt. My back hurt. I've been praying for this notion. I've been praying for my marriage. I've been praying for my husband. I've been praying for somebody to show up. I'm just about to do it the world way. But then Romans goes on to elaborate. No, in all these things, we were more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demon, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, we will be able to separate us from the Lord God, that is Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, I stated earlier, hard times will come, but nothing separates us from the love of God. The second one would be Job. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Man, have I been slayed. If you come talk to me, I'll tell you about all the slaves, all the dragons that I've come in front of and that I've had to sword with. Okay, quickly we'll go through and talk about Moses. There are many miracles in the Bible. The one we know best is Moses. Anybody know what Moses did? Talk to me. He parted the sea, right? That's what we know. I'm like, oh, Moses parted the Red Sea. What you didn't know then in the background, or what you may know if you read the story, that God like really had to poke him and prod him into that purpose. Okay? He like, Jesus, I don't want none of that. I don't want any of that. So God had to speak to him through the burning bush. Hey, Moses, wouldn't I already, like, in my mind, if God is speaking to me through a burning bush, I might figure this out and be like, okay, I might be prepared for this. Not Moses. Moses also had to get a staff. God gave him a staff, threw it on the floor, turned to a snake. He still was like, well, I still don't want none of that. I still don't want any of that. He made his hand turn to leprosy, put it in, healed it in seconds. He like, oh, that was cute, God. I still don't want none of that. I don't want any of it. So still, God got so angry that in addition to the purpose, to the intricacies, he had to give him a cousin. Like, all right, you don't want to do it. I'll send you with your cousin. Is that okay? And he's like, okay. You know I can't talk, God. He talked better than me. I feel better about this. Does that not amaze you? But that is just us like, okay, you're ready, Daniel, you're ready. You're ready. And you're like, I'm not ready. I don't want to preach. I'm not doing that. I don't want to get out in front of the knife because of that rejection, all of those things. So today, I challenge you to choose his foundation, his love, and perseverance to grow through your struggles. What if each time something happened, you just thought, God, I see this issue. I will handle it with the grace of knowing you've shown up for me before, and you'll show up for me again, because God is good.
All the time.
Whew. Thank you for sticking with me through that. Will you guys pray with me? God, when I face situations beyond my control, help me to choose joy and hope. Fill me with the sense of your presence that is greater than any of my present difficulties. No matter what I go through, I will rejoice because you are my Savior, and my strength comes from you, God. Grant me the peace of knowing you will go to great lengths to help me reach my purpose. Help me see myself the way you see me. Give me the courage to step out on faith, to help others on their path of growing, falling, planting, and reproducing. Amen. Thank you guys so much.